Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 508, 74 degrees on this Friday, May 2nd, 2025. And like every Friday, we bring in our attorney, Keith Figured, for Do I Have a Case of the Figured Law Group. Keith, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
So lots of things going on. Let's see what we could start off with here. And again, it's always those short to the point question that usually has the longest answer. But can you explain one's personal rights to safety while they're in their vehicle under Pennsylvania law?
All right. So I believe this arises in two circumstances, which would be during possibly a stop by a police officer and due to search and seizures, and then, of course, self-defense. So the first, particularly pertaining to the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, under the constitutional protection, specifically the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution and other analogous provisions, they generally provide a right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures in the vehicle. And what that means is that a law enforcement officer typically must have either probable cause, reasonable suspicion, or consent in order to search your car. Now, in terms of the traffic stop, police may lawfully stop a vehicle if they observe a traffic violation or have reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. However, even during a valid stop, as most criminal attorneys would suggest, is that you maintain the right not to answer certain questions beyond providing basic identifying information, which is also a right. If an officer believes they see contraband or other probable cause or odors of like marijuana or evidence of weapons, that would allow for them to search without a warrant. So that would cover, I believe, the rights under unreasonable searches and seizures while in a vehicle. And then the second part of that is the right to self-defense. As some people may know, in Pennsylvania, you have a castle doctrine or stand your ground. So the castle doctrine in Pennsylvania traditionally covers a person's dwelling or home. However, the state law also grants certain self-defense rights in an occupied vehicle. And there's certain things that need to be met. And the first is that you have a legal right to be in the vehicle. You reasonably believe you or another occupant are in imminent danger of death, serious bodily injury, kidnapping, or sexual assault, and the person against whom you use the force is attempting to unlawfully enter your occupied vehicle or remove someone from it. So under those circumstances, Pennsylvania law does provide that you have the duty, that you do not have a duty to retreat, i.e., escape, before using protective force. So basically what that means is even if you are capable of retreating, you don't have to. You do have the right to use protective force, including deadly force, if those legal requirements are met. And then I mean, there's some other things such as passenger and driver safety regulations, but I don't think that was really what the purpose of the question is. And that's just dealing with child restraint laws and seatbelt laws. But I think those two areas primarily cover. There aren't any specific laws that come out and define your rights in a vehicle. It's kind of more under like a subcategory that you have rights while in the vehicle under these areas.
Now, this doesn't mean that you cannot possibly be arrested or charged or go have a trial ahead of you. It would just be, would this be an affirmative defense of your actions?
Correct. I mean, from what I would see it, particularly in a criminal case, I would think it would be something where if there was an improper search or seizure in that specific instance, it can preclude the use if that evidence or what was obtained from that unreasonable search and seizure can be possibly precluded. And then on the other side, the self-defense, then yes, I think if somebody was charged with murder, their affirmative defense would be that, you know, they were in their vehicle, and if they were able to meet those three elements or those parameters in order to justify the self-defense, then that would be their affirmative defense against the charge.
All right, on to the next question now. I work in a warehouse in Harrisburg and injured my back lifting heavy boxes due to faulty equipment. My employer says I'm not eligible for workman's compensation because I didn't report it immediately, but I was in too much pain to think clearly. Do I have a case to get compensation for my injury?
Okay, so the quick couple key points is yes, you likely have a case or still have a case for workers' compensation. The reason being is it has to be reported, and this is assuming 120 days hasn't passed. Now, there's also exceptions to that. For instance, I mean, some injuries are deemed or termed repetitive traumas, which means the last day you worked is the last date of injury. So in a case like that, depending on the type of injury, now in this instance, it's a back injury, the repetitive type injuries usually deal more with like carpal tunnel or those types of issues. But the bottom line is there's many instances in which I get a call or a client contacts me and says or didn't report the claim right away. And it might not have to do with pain. It could be that they're in fear of what the employer might do. They don't want to lose their job. But what they don't realize is it's that notice and reporting that injury that actually.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Actually protects the employee, because once they're on notice of that injury, the employee now has to take certain action. If that employee fails to report that injury and goes home, and then now the next day returns and all of a sudden, they can't move and they have these severe issues, now the employer is wondering, well, did something happen since they left the premises? Did something happen at home? And that's basically why, and the issue with not reporting it right away is you allow for the employer now to deny the claim because they're uncertainty, and it's not clear that it occurred unless you have a witness or another employee that witnessed the incident and can corroborate it. So it becomes a big issue. But under Pennsylvania law, you have 120 days from the date of your injury to report it to your employer. Once they report that injury, then the employer has 20 days to accept or deny the claim. And as I said, it's that reporting that protects you, because if you're not in a union, you're an at-will employee and can be let go at any time without reason. So if you have an injury and you don't report it and you don't see a doctor, and now you are still at work under full duty with no restrictions, if the employer lets you go, you have no recourse. Whereas if you report that and then treat with their panel doctor, and that panel doctor puts you on restrictions, under those restrictions, now you have protection. Because if you return to work under those restrictions and are fired, the law presumes that to be due to the work injury. And a lot of times that prevents the actual employer from firing you. So the bottom line is, if you didn't notify the employer right away, you do want to notify the employer as soon as possible that you realize it's going to be more of an issue than you realized. And then you also want to reach out to an attorney just to make sure, because especially in that circumstance, there's more of a chance of the case being denied, and you want to have an attorney ready to move forward. And as I always say with these comp cases, if they do pick up the claim, you get your benefits free and clear of any fee. The attorney only ends up getting a fee if they have to file, and if the claim is denied, you're going to have to file on the claim, and it takes some time to do that, which is why you want to have that attorney ready to go.
During a storm in Kingston, my neighbor's dead tree fell onto my property, damaging my garage and car. They knew the tree was rotting but didn't remove it. Do I have a case to make them pay for the repairs?
Okay, so laws around fallen trees and liability can vary quite a bit from state to state. So in a situation like this, it is advised to speak with an attorney. However, in a lot of jurisdictions, recovery is possible, and that could depend on state laws as well as local ordinances or even neighborhood associations, depending on the area in which you reside. But overall, the law primarily requires a duty to maintain trees. And what that means is, in many jurisdictions, homeowners have a duty to maintain their trees in a reasonably safe condition. And the last couple of years, specifically the last couple, with the introduction of these ash beetles and all these different invasive insects that are killing these trees, this is becoming more of an issue. And I'm seeing actually a lot more cases where trees are falling and either resulting in a wrongful death or serious injuries. But the bottom line is that if the trees appear to be in an unsafe condition, that means removing dead, diseased, or otherwise dangerous trees or limbs that could foreseeably cause damage if they fall. If it can be shown that the neighbor knew or should have known that the tree was dead or dying or rotting and took no action to remove or trim it, then that can provide a claim for negligence against the homeowner. Now, there are certain things you hear, the act of God defense, but that's primarily pertaining to a perfectly healthy tree. I mean, you can't go out and look at a perfectly healthy tree and say, hey, that tree looks like it's going to come down and cause damage or hurt somebody, whereas opposed to a tree that's half rotted away and hollow inside, it's pretty clear that and foreseeable that that can come down and either cause damage or injure somebody. And then in terms of the moving forward with the claim. Of course, anytime something like that happens, or with any of these cases for that matter, you want to try to document as much as possible, especially depending on how close a tree is to the property line, such as taking photos and that type of stuff. And then you want to also, lastly, immediately contact your homeowner's insurance, because they may cover and go after the property owner themselves, which takes it out of your hands and having to worry about dealing with it. However, if you don't have the insurance, or for some reason it's excluded or they don't cover it, then you would take that evidence to an attorney and they would discuss your rights. And then also look at the local ordinances and other laws to see what, if any, recovery would be available.
All right, Keith, as always, in-depth, great answers there, guidance for our listeners. If someone wants to get in touch with you for a question they may not want on the air, how do they do that?
They can contact me directly via my cell phone, which rings directly to me at 570-954-9299. My email at keith@figuredlaw.com. And then, of course, I have through my website, which is figuredlaw.com. They could send inquiries through there pretty much 24/7.
All right. And if you want to get a question featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com, and we'll get one of those questions featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case. Keith, thanks for joining us. Hopefully that weather's not blowing through. It looks like it's a little north of us up on the New York border, but hopefully the storms aren't too bad.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. And I hope you and your listeners have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.